the Ten Commandments. Let's go right now to the Scripture. We've been studying the man Moses. He was on the mountain with God. God showed up last week in a big, thick cloud. And God said, Moses, I want the folks to know that I'm talking to you. And He actually said, Moses, I want the folks to believe in you. Not to get them to heaven, not to get their sins forgiven, but to believe in you as a leader and let them know that you are communicating with me. And so God spoke to Moses. And so now we come to that portion of Scripture at Mount Sinai where he receives the Ten Commandments. And I don't have a lot of time to talk about the Ten Commandments this morning, but we got about six things we're going to say. So let's read some Scripture. Exodus 20, we're going to just pick a few of these out and read them. Here we go. God spoke all these words saying, I'm the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Here's number one. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that's in heaven above or that's in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth. Keep moving. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I am the Lord thy God. I'm a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, to the third or fourth generation of them that hate me. Boy, that's a verse you ought to circle. Gee, my goodness. I show mercy unto thousands. Verse 7, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in what? Vain. So keep moving. We're checking them out. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Keep moving. There's another one coming up. Verse 12, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God gives thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. And finally, thou shalt not what? Covet. So let's look at them this morning. That's what we're going to do. Learn to think about. Are y'all all right? This is an interactive message this morning. Like if you're dozing or like slouching, it ain't going to fly. You ain't going to learn. And you're going to want to take my money afterwards and you ain't getting it. Here's the deal. You've got to make an effort. I don't mind. I got a whole stack of these $5 bills like that this morning with me. Okay? But if you'll listen, you're going to get them this morning. Let's go with a couple of points about the Ten Commandments. Six things about the Ten Commandments, and I ain't preaching them. They originated from God. What you're hearing this morning is God's law. God said it. I didn't. You need to accept them like that. Number two, they express His will for His people. You understand? Well, that's the law. That's the old day. That don't matter. That is craziness. Amen? You still need to try your best to obey God. Amen? Not that we're perfect. The law condemns us and shows us that we're not perfect. That's for sure. But what a guideline to help us in our life. Number three. They are commands. Say it with me. Not... Oh, y'all are weak. Come on. Help me. I'm the one with the hurt back. Come on. They are commands, not... There you go. Come on. Number four. They are clear, simple, and exact. What's that mean? Well, I don't understand the Bible. These are so clear. They're exact. They're simple. Keep looking. There are only 10 of them. Come on. 10 of them. You should know them. All across America today, there's a legal battle raging. Can the Ten Commandments be placed on public property? Used to be fine. Not anymore. So that's why I came up with this message. Because they're taking them down. But you know what? If I can get them written on your heart, nobody can take them from you. Amen? Nobody can take them from you. And if you'll listen, praise the Lord. Amen? If you'll listen this morning, you're going to get them. And some of you have heard me do this before. This is going to be a good test for you and just get you back where you need to be. There are only 10 of them. Need to get them in your heart. They establish, say it with me, a healthy fear. Why do I need these? Oh, I guess you fear God enough already. I don't. Amen? I need these. It's amazing when I started doing this and I learned them in my own heart. And I knew them a lot like you did. You know, you could guess maybe 8 of the 10, some of you. Or you could get them if you worked at it long enough. That's totally different than just having them like that. Amen? Just like that. It's going to help you with your conscience. Mm-mm, can't do that. Why? Come, mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? 10 commandments this morning. Let's go with it. We're here to learn. I want to tell you something. This isn't very theological and all that. These are crazy word pictures. All right, that's all we're doing. Word pictures. So I need you to help me. You got a mind, you can do it. Here's the deal. Pop it up, Raj. Here's all you need to be able to do. And that is count to 10. That's all you need to be able to do is count to 10. Practice with me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You got it? Say, do we need to stop there? Are we all in so far? That's all you need to do. I can't learn the Bible. I've done this all over the place. I've had people come up to me and say, I never learned anything in church in my whole life. And they went through this time with me, even though I don't have much time. And they learned these things. And it just really changed their life. It's amazing. This can happen to you this morning. All you got to be able to is count to 10. Somebody hit that guy right there going to sleep on me. Right there. That's that guy. Come on. Right there. Son, you're going to stay with me. Come on. You can learn the 10 commandments. I ain't giving you your rear end $5 if you're sitting there like that. That ain't happening, baby. Come on. No, I'm with you. If I sit where you were, I'd be doing the same thing probably. Come on. Here we go. The 10 commandments. Number one. Number one. Say with me. Number one. Number one. Look at it. Number one looks like a pop it up. It looks like a what? A sword. Say that with me. Number one looks like a... You have to talk to me the whole time. Number one looks like a what? Number one. Is that hard or what? That number one look like a what? Come on. Anybody can get number one. It looks like a sword. The sword is pointed towards where? Heaven. Who's in heaven? God. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Do this with me. Come on, grab the sword. Help me now. Come on, come on. Here we go. Number one looks like a? Pointed to? Who's in heaven? The command? Thou shalt have no other gods before me. If you forget it, go number one. And number one is a... Now don't do number one like this. That won't work. It's like this. It's pointed where? Who's in heaven? Thou shalt have no other before me. How many think you got that one now? We got about 20 minutes. We have got to roll. Usually takes about 35, 40 on this. Here we go. Come on. I believe in you. Come on. Number two. So number one is a what? Pointed to? Who's in heaven? Thou shalt have no other before me. So you don't need to say that one in order anymore. I mean, if somebody asks you seven, you're going to know that. If they ask you number one, you're going to know it. Why? Number one looks like a sword pointed to heaven. Who's in heaven? God. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Number two. Number two. You know, look at number two. You know it's true. Number two is the prettiest of all the numbers. Look at it. Come on. You know. How many of that's your favorite number? Don't lie. If you had, look, I knew it. I don't know why you people have favorite numbers. That bothers me. I got favorite numbers. That's sort of weird. But anyway, no. My wife, favorite number? Two. Look at it. Sort of pretty. You know what number two looks like? Number two looks like a... Look at it. Number two looks like a swan. Doesn't it? Say. Look at it. Talk about, is that true or what? Say. Number two looks like a... Say it again. Number two looks like a... But not any swan. It's a gold swan. Look at it. Gold. Gold. Idol. Say that with me. Gold. Gold. Idol. So number two looks like a what? Not any swan. Oh, you got to help me. Number two looks like a what? A gold swan. Gold. Say that with me. Gold. Gold. Idols. Make no idols. Say that with me. Make no idols. Period. Number one is a what? Pointed to? Who's in heaven? Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Number two looks like a swan. What kind of swan? Gold swan. Gold. Gold. Idols. Make no... How y'all doing so far? Say. All you got to remember. One, looks like a sword. Two, do this. That's a swan right there. What kind of swan? Gold. 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 Make no... Idols. I'm worried about you already. I'm telling you. My back's feeling better though doing this. This is or it could be the Aleve I just took. Number three. Number three. Here we go. Number one is a sword. Number two is a swan. Number three, I want you to do this with me. Hold your hand up just like that. You got to do this. Number three is this right here. Look at it. See that? That's Roger's mama's hand. That's Pat Johnson's hand. This is serious. This is a homemade video. This is for sure, man. Look at it. Number three. I want you to look at it. Look at it. So don't do three like this. Don't do that. That ain't going to work. This is your three. Okay? Now, when you look at that, Do you see a W? No, you don't see a W. Say that with me. No, I don't see a W. You know what you see? You see two V's. Two V's. Look at them. V. V. Look at them. Come on. V. V. Say that with me. V. V. One more time. V. V. Vain. Don't take God's name in vain. Number one is a sword. Number two is a swan. Number three is two what? You're going to lose the whole deal if you think that's a W. That is not a W. It never was a W. It's two V's. Because we're hard-headed. We need two of them. Amen? V. Vain. Don't take God's name in vain. All right? I don't have a lot of time to preach the Ten Commandments, but we ought to never use the name of God in a flippant way. It used to be when I was growing up, never on television did you hear anybody go, Jesus. I never saw that at all. I heard GD, and I used to talk like that myself and say terrible things. But then God came into my life. Amen? And I started growing in the Lord. Did I become perfect? Uh-uh. Started reading the Bible. I started understanding. That's not right, Clark. Amen? God gave us this tongue. There's all kinds of other words we can say. Get off of that. Get off of saying anything about Jesus Christ or God that is not praise. Amen? That is not prayer. That is not reverencing Him. Anything else is vain. Are you hearing me today? Say. And I'm not crazy enough to think that everybody in this building, they always just revere the name of God. Listen, you're here at Fellowship Church. You're here with me this morning to grow in the Lord. Amen? If you name the name of Christ, stop it. It's not something you should do. Well, I can't help it. Yes, you can. Slap yourself every time you say it. If I'm near you, I'll be happy to slap you. Amen? Come on. Don't take God's name in what? Vain. Two V's. V-V. Vain. Number one is a pointed to who's in heaven? Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Number two is a what kind of swan? Gold swan. Gold, gold. Idols. Make no idols. Number three, two V's. V, V, vain. Don't take God's name in. Number four. I hate to tell you this, but those were the easy ones. Number four. This is weird. There's nothing scientific about it. I have a weird head, okay? This is weird. Number four, that's how you have to do four. You can't do four like this. You can't do it that way. It's like this. Do that way. Come on. That's four. Look at it. Right there. You know what number four looks like? It might not look like it to you, but it does now. Come on. It looks like a piece of cheese on a stick. It looks like a piece of cheese on a stick. Say it with me again. It looks like a piece of cheese on a... Come on, help me now. It looks like a piece of cheese on a... Look at it. It's right there. Looks like a what? Piece of cheese on a... But not any cheese. Not just any cheese. Oh, no. No, no, no. It looks like Swiss cheese. And what does Swiss cheese have in it? Say it with me. Remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. You got it? Number four looks like a piece of on a, but not any cheese. It looks like, and what does Swiss cheese have in it? Remember the Sabbath and keep it. You got it? Actually, that's you're going to remember that. Number four looks like a piece of cheese on a stick. And what kind of cheese? You got different kinds of cheese. If you get through the mouth, oh man, what kind of cheese? What kind of cheese? Well, just go down the cheese line. Until you find one with holes in it, you ain't got it. All right? Swiss cheese. Holy. It's holy cheese. All right? Remember the Sabbath and keep it. How y'all doing so far? Pretty good? Number two is a... What color? Gold, gold. Make no. Number one is a pointed to heaven. Who's in heaven?
Thou shalt have no other.
Number three is what? To what? V, vain. Don't take God's name in. Number four is what? A piece of on a. What kind of cheese? Remember the Sabbath and keep it. Okay. Listen, every kid in here, when we get done, if you're under like the age of, 14, 15 years old, if you're here after this service, real fast, if you get these, if you get them, I'm going to take you on your word. I'm going to give you $5 this morning. And now you set up, didn't you? He's just like me all the way. You say green, I'm there, baby. $5 this morning, okay, for our kids today. All right, let's go. We got to keep moving. Here we go. Number five is tough, man. Number five is tough. You go ahead and say that with me. Number five is tough, but we're halfway home when we get to number five, and they're easier after five. Here we go. Number five, look at it. I can't do this good with my back today. Number five looks like, come on, go with me. It looks like a puppy dog begging. Look at it. That's Roger's dog. What's your dog's name? Frazier. That's Roger's dog. Let's give it up for Roger's dog this morning. I'm going to tell you something. It's not easy to get a little dog to do that for a number five for you. Here we go. Number five, stay with me. Come on. Looks like a puppy dog begging. Say that with me. Number five looks like a puppy dog. Come on, help me one more time. Number five looks like a puppy dog begging. But wait a minute. He's not begging before just anybody. He is begging before a judge. Who's the puppy dog begging before? Say it again. Who's the puppy dog begging before? We call the judge your honor your father and mother. Y'all with me? Number five is a puppy dog. Who's he begging before? What do you call the judge? Your father and mother. You got it? That one sticks for people once they get it. Number five is a begging before a. We call the judge your father and your mother. Number one is a. Number two is a. Number three is two. Number four is a piece of cheese on a stick. What kind of cheese? Swiss cheese. Swiss cheese has what? Holes. Remember the Sabbath, keep it holy. Number five is a puppy dog begging before a. We call the judge your what? Honor. Your father and your mother. Shh. We're going to be late today. Okay, come on, hang in here with me. Come on, we can make it. You don't want to leave with five, do you? Say, I know the five commandments. That's pitiful. Nobody's going to be impressed. How many? Oh, I know five of them. That's not going to fly, man. Here we go. Number six. Number six is easy. Come on. Come on. Number six. Look at it. Number six. Woo! You know that's a nice number too, ain't it? Look at that number. Number six. You know what number six looks like? It looks like a long monkey's tail. Look at it. It looks like a long what? Monkey's tail. Look at it again. It looks like a long what? Say it with me. Come on. It looks like a long. Woo, I'm hearing you, kid. Come on. Number six looks like a what? A long monkey's tail. You know what else it looks like? You know what else it looks like? It looks like a club. It looks like a club. Are you hearing me say? It looks like a what? So it looks like a long monkey's tail. It also looks like a what? Don't club the monkey! Don't kill the monkey! Are you hearing me? I know it's rough. Number six looks like a what? A long monkey's tail. It also looks like a what? Don't, say it with me, kill the monkey. Come on, people. You're killing me. I'm up here looking like an idiot. Come on! This is going to be on TV too, by the way. Here we go. Here we go. Come on! Listen, number six looks like a long monkey's tail. It also looks like a... Say it with me. Don't kill the... What's the command? Thou shalt not... Got it? Say. Got it? Number six, long monkey's tail. Also looks like a... If you don't have the club, you're not going to know about the killing the monkey part. You got to have the club. All right? Number six, long monkey's tail, club. Let's do number seven real fast. Come on. Hang in here. Number seven, I think, is one of the easiest ones. Number seven looks like... Don't get it confused with number six. Number seven looks like an upside down putter. Say that with me. Number seven looks just exactly like an upside down putter. Say it with me again. Number seven looks exactly like an upside down putter. Don't putter around. You know what that means? Don't commit adultery. Don't be puttering around. You hear me now? Don't putter around. That's the only one that works with all the commandments. That's the only time to putter a word. Amen? Right there. Don't what? Putter around. God's position on marriage is one man for one woman for life. That's the highest standard. That's what we shoot for. And I know some of us in this room today, you've been married before. You're married now. Let me tell you what Bible teaches. Would you stay in that marriage? Would you stay committed in that marriage that you're in till hell freezes over? Say, amen? Let's praise the Lord. Come on. Stay committed. I know things happen. Marriage is 100-100. Somebody can take their 100 and walk any day. I know that is painful. But this should be the commitment in your heart. All you can do is do what you can do. Not talking about staying in an abusive relationship like my mother where she was murdered. Not talking about that. I'm talking about staying with it, though. Amen? Are you hearing me today? Say. And don't putter around. Don't start hanging out with a little sweet thing down the hall. I'm telling you. God says that's forbidden. It breaks fellowship with Him. It's not right. Are you hearing me today? Say. Don't what? Putter around. Number seven looks like an upside down... Now, if you get the putter going the other way, you're going to be killing the monkey. You can't do it that way. Are you hearing me? You got to have the putter right. Upside down. Let's review. We're getting close. Number one is a sword pointed to who's in heaven. Thou shalt have no other. Number two is a... What colors? What kind? Gold, gold, gold. Make no... Number three is what? Two. V, V. Vain. Don't what? Take God's name in vain. Number four is a piece of cheese on a... What kind of cheese? Swiss. And what does Swiss have? Holes. The command. Keep the Sabbath holy. Number five is a what? Puppy dog doing what? Before who? We call the judge your father and mother. Number six is a what? Long monkey's tail. It's also a... Say it with me. Don't kill the monkey. Thou shalt not kill. Number seven is an upside down putter. Don't putter around. The command, thou shalt not commit. How y'all doing so far? I mean, praise the Lord if you think you got them. I mean, you're feeling pretty good. Feeling pretty good. Come on. Isn't it great to come to church and learn something? I'm telling you, because it doesn't always happen. All right, let's keep going. Number eight. Whew, I'm starting to sweat, Raj. Here we go. Number eight. We've got to hang in here. Do not leave the building. Number eight, this is easy. Come on, hang in here with me. Number eight, easiest one in the whole thing. Looks just like a snowman. Say it, come on. Looks just like a what? Anybody knows that. You knew that before you came in the building today. Number 8 looks just like a what? Always looked like a snowman. Always has. Number 8 looks just like a... But wait a minute. Not just any snowman. He looks like a bad snowman. Say that with me. He is a snowman with a what? Mask. Say that with me. He looks like a snowman, not just any snowman. He looks like a snowman with a... And who wears mask? Thieves. Thou shalt not what? You hearing me? Look at that sucker. Got that dryer out on that dude. That's a bad snowman. That's a bad snowman right there. Listen, number 8 looks like a snowman. He looks like a bad snowman. He's a snowman with a... Who wears a mask? Robbers, thieves. The command, thou shalt not... You got it? 2 more. Number 9. Can y'all do that with me? Try to do this. Do this with. Don't hit your neighbor. Number 9. Look at it. Look at it. Number 9. See that? Look at it. Woo! Look at that. Look at that. Just try to look at that. Look at that. You can just grab on to it. Look at it. See that right there? Yeah, it got me and a 9. Okay? You hear me? Number 9 looks like a balloon on a stick. In the old days at carnivals, remember when they would tie the balloon on a little stick and you'd walk around the carnival? Got me a balloon on a stick. Look at me. You know I'm old if I'm talking about balloons on a stick. That's the way they used to do them. Tie them right there. Maybe we just did that in Carolina. I don't know, but that's what we did. Had a balloon on a stick. Okay? Y'all with me? Number 9 looks like a what? Looks just like a balloon on a stick. All day long. Look at it. Balloon on a what, Daisy? Stick. Looks like a balloon on a stick. But wait a minute. Little kid had this balloon. Are you hearing me? Little kid had this balloon. This kid's a pain in the rear end. You know what I'm talking about. Talking about me. No, anyway. Kid going around, got a little balloon on a stick. His little balloon on a stick. You know what the kid does with his balloon on a stick? Say. He takes the balloon on a stick, puts it on the floor, and he lies on the balloon. Here we go. He lies on the balloon. Say it with me. Balloon on a stick, puts it on the floor, and does what to the balloon? Lies on a stick, lies on the balloon, trying to pop the balloon. Isn't that bad, say? Say, so you got a bad snowman, got a bad little kid. Number 9, don't forget. Come on. Balloon on a stick, lies on the balloon. Don't worry about it. It'll be all right. Just go with it. Come on. Looks like a balloon on a stick. And what does the kid do to the balloon? Lies on it. One more time. What does the kid do to the balloon? Lie. One more time. What does the kid do to the balloon? Thou shalt not what? Thou shalt not. Has nothing to do with the balloon. Don't worry about that. Thou shalt not what? Say it with me again. Thou shalt not. This is a tough one. This is one people forget. Number 9. It's discouraging to me that they forget this one. Here it is. Number 9 looks like a... On a... What does the kid do to the balloon? She what? Lies on it. The command, thou shalt not... Number 10. This is so easy. Number 10. Matter of fact, let's lose the one. We lose the one. Number 10 looks just like a what? That O looks just like what? A... Say it with me again. It looks just like a what? Come on! It looks just like a what? He's seen a video. Not just any basketball. You know whose basketball that is? That's Michael Jordan's basketball. Are you hearing me? Say. Number 10 looks like a what? But not just anybody's basketball. Whose ball is it? Michael Jordan's basketball. In my opinion, the greatest basketball player that ever played a game. And did I tell you, he went to North Carolina. Say, did I tell you that part? Amen. But anyway, but you know what? Michael Jordan's famous. Michael Jordan's rich. Michael Jordan's got the big houses. He's got the fancy cars. He got all the money. He's got all the talent. Thou shalt not covet Michael Jordan's basketball. Okay? Listen, thou shalt not covet. What is coveting? Coveting is somebody has something I want, and I want what they have. Amen? All right, instead of working for it. Instead of earning it. All right, and a lot of times coveting is this way. They got something I don't have, and they don't deserve to have it. And we start to look down on people that have stuff. Has that ever happened? Say. Thou shalt not what? Say it again. Thou shalt not Michael Jordan's. Okay. Now hang in here with me, fellas. Hang on. We're done. Are y'all ready? Here we go. Number five. Is a puppy dog begging before a... We call the judge your what? What's the command? Number five. Number two. Number two is a... What color? Gold. Gold. The command? Make. No. You doing all right? Say. How many doing pretty good so far? I hope more of you are doing good. I ain't got that much money. Number four. Number four is a... stick. What kind of cheese? What's it have? What's the command? Keep the... Number one is a... pointed to... Who's in heaven? Thou shalt... It's before me. Good job. Number six is a... It's also a... The command... Number seven is an... Don't... The command... Number eight is a... What kind of snowman? Snowman with a... Who wears a mask? The command... Number ten is a... Who's basketball? Thou shalt not... Michael Jordan's basketball. Number three is... That's hard. Come on. Number three is what? V. V. Vain. The command? Don't take in vain. Number nine. Last one. Number nine is a what? And what happened? What's the command? Now let's be honest. You've got them. You've got the numbers. I didn't have as much time as I'd like. But how many feel, let's be honest this morning, how many feel like, just a little rehearsing, you think you got them? Say, hey! Come on, let's praise the Lord. And amen? All right, got you. Amen.